With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump expanding his threat against Iran to include all power plants and bridges in his Tuesday evening ultimatum as it gets closer. This comes after Tehran rejected soundly a 45-day ceasefire proposal. The president insists Tehran must open the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping traffic. Asked if he was concerned about accusations of war crimes, Mr. Trump responded, "No, not at all." Ukraine says a Russian drone attack on Odessa in an apartment building has left two adults and a baby dead. The attack heavily damaged the block and 11 people wounded in that attack. On the Artemis II lunar mission, Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen notes the occasion as the crew of the Integrity beats the record for distance from Earth for a manned space flight. It had been set by Apollo 13 in April of 1970.
From the cabin of Integrity here, as we surpass the furthest distance humans have ever traveled from planet Earth, we do so in honoring the extraordinary efforts and feats of our predecessors in human space exploration.
A federal official says interest rates could soon be going higher.
Beth Hammack is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and prefers to keep the benchmark rate unchanged for quite some time. But she says an interest rate increase could be appropriate if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target. Other Fed officials have recently opened the door to possible rate hikes. President Trump has spent his entire second term harshly criticizing the Fed for not cutting rates further. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in America. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship, causing some theologians concern. Barna Group reports a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from one as much as advice from a pastor, and 40% of practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer and Bible study. This is SRN News. Correspondent Bob Agnew in Washington reports on yet another major shift from a member of the legacy media.
The Associated Press says it will offer buyouts to an unspecified number of its U.S.-based journalists as part of an acceleration away from the focus on newspapers and their print journalism that sustained the company for more than 1.5 centuries. The news organization is becoming more focused on visual journalism and developing new revenue sources, especially through companies investing in artificial intelligence. That's to help the company cope with the loss of many print journalism outlets. Bob Agnew reporting.
The ranks of tailors and dressmakers shrinking, even as their skills and services finding fresh new demand. Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors to give the off-the-rack purchases a custom fit, and that to revive secondhand goods as well. More details at srnnews.com.